You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, and as it's a Wednesday, I speak to Skulklo, Portfolio Manager at PSG Wealth, Old Oak, Cape Town. Really is. I mean, last week I sort of introduced the... You said it was a rather convoluted and over-elaborate introduction to our chat, Skulk, but this week I've got nothing to say. It's nearly year-end. The markets haven't done what we said they might do, but they've still got a chance to do what we said they might do. But next week, you won't be here. So this is our last chat.
Yeah. How crazy is that? I mean, we just felt like we just started the year. And a few weeks ago, we were talking about going into November. Can't believe that we're already listening to Boney M. And, you know, looking at Christmas decorations. Yeah. Well, I'm not listening. It's one of those things you are actually being force-fed Boney M. So I try to stay out of the shopping centers because you walk into that shopping center, I mean, you just get an overdose of Boney M. But be that as it may.
It's been a good year. Let's put it this way. We're not going to do a review of the year because the year hasn't yet ended. No. We've still got more than 2 weeks to go. But in the new year, we'll review the last year. And it will be one, hopefully, that can be reflected upon with a good deal of fondness.
Well, I think thus far we can look back at it as a great deal of fondness already, because I mean, unless something really bad happens over the next, let's call it 20 days, I mean, I think it's been a pretty good year.
It's been fantastic. I mean, if you have a look at just the stats, I mean, the JSE is at all-time record closing highs for a year, I think it is. S&P 500, which is the one that I like to look at, the MSCI, etc. And so it goes on. Interest rates are coming down, inflation's coming down. Whether that continues in 2025 and whether politics and geopolitics intervene in that year as well is something completely different. But at the moment, we mustn't worry about that. We must just say everything's fine at the moment, especially within South Africa. Retail sales rising by 6.3%. That was a good number, and that's before Christmas.
Yeah, great number. And just to put sort of a figure, you know, behind what you just mentioned. I mean, here we're sitting, 11th of December, JSE year-to-date performance 17.5%.
Not bad.
I mean, what a boy care. I mean, what a great 2024. I mean, we went into the year and we were sort of hoping for your sort of inflation plus 5, inflation plus 7. And speaking of which, we've had that inflation figures coming out today. So naturally, looking at the let's call it 2.9% that came out,
it's nothing.
You would have expected, you would have been happy. Yeah, that's nothing. But it was interesting, Lindsay. I mean, we're not going to delve in too deep because you know when you run out of things to talk about is when you really start delving into inflation data.
When you say that, it's like an oxymoron. When we run out of things to talk about, you never run out of things to talk about.
I know. I mean, and this is sort of an inside joke for the listeners out there. I mean, Lindsay will always, you know, before we start the show, we sort of prep, and I always say, well, I've really got nothing to say, and we end up having a half an hour, 45 minutes podcast. But
not today.
You never know. So looking at this inflation data, you can see it's quite an interesting trend because clearly people has built up a bit of a sweet tooth. Because if you look at the inflation data, I mean, the things that pop the most, condensed milk, I mean, 16.3% up from last year this time around. Then things like instant coffee and Ceylon tea.
Wonder how important instant coffee and condensed milk are in the big consumer price inflation picture, Skulk. I mean, you've obviously picked through it because you're really, really bored and you want to go off to the South Coast. Can you tell me the last time that you bought a tin of condensed milk?
I don't have a sweet tooth, so I really can't remember when last I bought a tin of condensed milk. But to your point, I mean, if condensed milk increased by 16.3%, and the total inflation year on year growth was 2.9%, it's not carrying a lot of weight, Lindsay. So let's not beat around the bush. You can see
not in terms of the macroeconomic data, but I can tell you there are some people that swear upon the instant coffee that you spoke about with condensed milk rather than normal milk or whatever it else is, powdered milk, something like that. Condensed milk is apparently a game changer when it comes to coffee. Skulk, the year's ending in the United States and everywhere else on a bit of a high, despite the fact everything has been thrown at it. And again, in the new year, we'll talk about that. But really, I mean, if you'd have said 20 years ago, or whenever it was that you started your career, that a key part of the Middle East had been overthrown, or the government of a significant country had been overthrown, you would have thought, goodness me, the world markets would have done this, and etc. How many more geopolitical events can be just brushed aside by world markets, do you think?
I don't think a lot, Lindsay. I mean, you're actually hitting the nail on its head now. I mean, we can't keep on brushing this just off. I mean, and not while specifically you're looking at the U.S. trading at elevated levels. Now, when I say elevated levels, this is levels we've last seen pretty much 20. You're talking about 20, 24 years ago. This is levels we haven't seen for many, many, many years. And yet it just does not phase. I mean, you talked about the S&P 500 making new highs, Nasdaq making new highs. I'm worried. And I don't want to sound like Rupert de Beer. I mean, I've been calling the market for the past three weeks, and let's just get through 2024. This is my last show for this year, and I think let's just celebrate for what happened. But damn, I don't think next year is going to be that easy. I think with all these geopolitical unrest and problems, we need to start fixing some of them, otherwise we're going to be in trouble.
I agree with you entirely, but every single time, if you look at a graph, and again, we will look back in the new year. I keep on saying that, but I promise you we will. If you look at a graph and you buy every geopolitical dip, no matter how small, no matter how big it's been, over that last 20, maybe even 30-year period, you would have made money, because it doesn't last. It really doesn't. When Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, everyone said, well, that's unbelievable. And no, nothing happened. Eventually, he was just squashed like the fly that he was. Let's have a look at some markets now, because the dollar rand, look at that thing now, 1775.
By the way, sorry, I couldn't help. I need to get back. When you talked about graphs, and I mean, I always... when you talk about that, I always think about Charlie Munger's saying, I think it's a beautiful one. Remember that? He said, mankind invented a system to cope with the fact that we are so intrinsically lousy and manipulating numbers. You know what that's called? A graph.
You see, Charlie Munger was a great man, and he died. What was it, this year or was it last year? Probably last year.
It's last year. I think it's last year.
Yeah, but anyway, he was a great man, and he made an enormous amount of money for an enormous amount of people. But on the other hand, a graph to me is a sort of a financial anthropology of what has happened in the past. And you look at it and you say, when I was born, the S&P was here, and now it's there. It tells you what has gone on. So you must, I mean, don't use it as a tool to invest. Use it as something in the background to say that when I bought this, it's gone up to here or down to there. So, as I was saying, and you interrupted me, the dollar rand is 17.75. British pound against the rand is 22.64. Euro rand is 1864, which is, it's pretty good. There's a 0.6% fall for the euro and strengthening of the rand. Euro dollar 105.05, let's call it. The gold price, the much loved, ooh, goodness me, it's changed its figure from 6 to 7. And when I say from 6 to 7, that's its second number. $2,712 per ounce, up 0.5%. Thank you very much. The platinum price, still a three-figure number, though, 951, although it's up six today. But palladium has just crept through to the four-figure number of $1,028 per ounce, to be precise, which is up something. But my machine has made it a little bit more distorted than it is. But anyway, it's $1,000 per ounce.
Sorry, I'm laughing at you because it's up something.
It's up something. It says, well, here, I mean, it says it's up here, 2,991% on my screen, but that's because I'm a cheapskate. I'm sure PSG Wolf Old Oak has something more precise than that. Come to that in a moment. Elsewhere, we were talking about commodities, so let's go to the CLB Commodity Index, which gives me the Brent crude oil price, which is doing well, if you like that sort of thing, up 1.2% to $73.03 per barrel. And the West Texas crude, $69.64 per barrel, up 1.5%. What else has done well? Natural gas prices, as we go into a really deep European winter, up 5.25%. Anything else noteworthy? Not really, but the CRB index is very, very close to year highs. The last time it was here was in, it's done it twice. It was in October and also just scrolling along here in May. So it's a triple top. They say double tops don't hold, double tops do hold, triple tops don't. This looks like a sort of a mini triple top to me. So it looks like commodities are going higher, Skark. We'll come to that in a second. S&P 500, you mentioned that. That's okay. 6,085. Let's call it an all-time record high. Up 0.2%. What an amazing year it's been. The 52-week range, by the way, on the S&P 500, 4,708 on the low, and 6,111 on the high. So very close to the all-time record high, but I'm going to go out with Skulk on an all-time record high. It is there. South African 10-year bond yield is 9.12% after the inflation and retail sales data today. So that's not bad. And the US 10-year is 4.23%, which is barely changed on the day. Bitcoin, you know, we have to mention it. It was $101,000 per coin, now back down to $96,166. It's back up to $99,000. Sorry, it's just changed its tune. $99,988.4, up 2.25%. I've got my own feelings about 2025 when it comes to Bitcoin as well, but again, we'll do that next year. Skulk, any stocks that caught your eye today? Because it looks quiet to me.
Yeah, we had a sweet and sour talking about condensed milk. I mean, Barlow World.
Look at that.
Shareholders, yeah, really, really rewarded. They've been made an offer, NewCo, you know, coming in and saying, well, that's it. We'll be able to offer a price of 120 rand a share. That will be by Barlow World. Naturally, this will be reduced by that 3.10 rand dividend. So the share price really reacted. There's still some fat in it. So clearly Mr. Market is telling us, or Mrs. Market is telling us that we're not.
13 rand a share, yeah.
Let's call it 10 rand a share because we're extending the dividend. I think there's still some fat, but 15.5%, I think that's a sweet, sweet deal for shareholders today. And I think, we were talking about sweet and sour. Nedbank shareholders today were really, really a bit distorted. I mean, they came out with a update yesterday after the market closed, not even this morning. And they didn't give you a lot, but I think the thing they did give you is they said their headline earnings grew above mid single digits, and the market just said, "Well, wait a minute. We're looking at a share price year to date as we sit here. Nedbank is still up 35% year to date for 2024." And if you're going to be mid to single digits, mid single digit headline earnings growth, you need to do a hell of a lot better to justify 35% growth in the market. Market just hammered Nedbank. Nedbank down 5.8% for today. And I think that was the two that stood out. Sasol again, I found really, really interesting because, as you mentioned, oil price did pop up higher today. Yet Sasol again, I mean, 4% just mirroring. Plus. 4.2% down below that 90 rand levels. Actually, below 89 rand. It's just one of those shares that do not want to catch a break. And then, I mean, you mentioned the golds. I mean, Anglo Gold were third best performer today. And you're right. I mean, you're talking about graphs. Quite often look at the CRB commodity index, and it's just crazy. I mean, if you look at the commodity let's call it sector, resource sector for South Africa this year, seriously underperformed the JSE compared to the industrials and financials. Yet when you look at this CRB commodity index, it is just powering ahead. And as you mentioned, trading very, very close to new all-time highs. So maybe something to look at. And the market told us today, maybe not a bad idea to look at some of these commodity counters.
Just quickly on Barlow World, what happens to the company now, Skulk? You talked about Newco, but this is a significant move. What happens next?
So Newco is owned by ENTSHA, and it's a newly incorporated company, and effectively they're going to pretty much buy the company out, and that will, as I read this will be the end of Barlow World on the JSE. One of our oldest companies.
That's what I was getting at. Another delisting of a massive company, a significant massive company on the JSE. Again, diminishing the power of the JSE when it comes to a total market capitalization.
Correct. And that's sad. I mean, this is a company that's been one of our largest companies on the JSE for many years. And you're talking about a top 20 company or top 40 company, many, many years on this top 40. And here we go. I mean, another company is saying goodbye to the JSE. That's sad. Really sad.
Yeah, it is actually. It's not one of these small companies saying, oh, we're delisting because it's just too costly for us to be on the JSE anymore. This is a big, big company. Barlow World today, up 15.5%. There's a little bit of toing and froing to be done, I think. Alphamin, 13.1% higher. Sibanye-Stillwater up 3.25%. AngloGold Ashanti up just over 3%. Thungela up 2.5%. On the downside, Nedco, 4.75% on my screen to the downside. South 32 down 4.5. Sasol down 4.1. And 91 down 3.7%. Is 91 a next div story, Skulk?
Let me quickly have my list.
No,
it's not, because I know it was ex-div last week, so it can't be. No. So just read the losers again.
Nedcor, South 32, Sasol, and 91, and PHP Prop, which we spoke about last week, which is on the upside doing something. But anyway, I've got the four ones that you would recognize on the downside. What have you got?
So none of those companies. It's only really, some of the big companies were Mr. Price. They the ex-div story, Vukile and Life Healthcare.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but the rest of the market was dead. I mean, we're talking about 11th of December, so not a lot happening in the market. I think those were the two big ones.
Okay, give us the indices and the trading volume, the trading number, if you would.
So JSE today closed at 87,116 points. That's down 0.18%. The top 40, 78,479 points, also down 29 basis points. Resources, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, looking a little bit better. They managed to keep themselves positive, 0.4% up, while industrials were pretty much unchanged for the day. Financials down 0.9%, while the SA property index also down 0.5%. So not a bad day in general. I think 18.3 billion value traded for today. I think if you look at that from a point of view that it's the 11th of December, I think it's not too bad if we're still flirting with that 20 billion this time of the year.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for your contributions throughout the year. I get so much good feedback about you because you're always in a good mood, whether the gold price is up or whether the gold price is down or whether Nvidia is doing this or that. You're always very positive and you're always very articulate in purveying what you think is going to happen, and hopefully next year we'll be able to tap into you again, Skulk. Are you off quite soon?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's I'm already starting to smell the sea, the beach, the waves, and those kind of things. So we're getting close to it, but still got some work to do. But yeah, thank you very much, Lindsay. It was a wonderful, wonderful year, and thank you for having me.
It's
and
a
yeah,
pleasure. You're always welcome.
Next year, more of the same.
Indeed, and hopefully as good a year, albeit with a few bumps here and there, as 2024. Skulk Logue is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth, Old Oak in Cape Town, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow.
The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.